KCQ. This is Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net controller tonight is KQ4WHN, Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is in an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society and all amateurs licensed to opt to check in. Net control was just going to point out that if you're not underneath it right now, you've got quite a bit of wind and weather and storm overhead momentarily. So if you've got anything that you need to secure, now would be the time to do it. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN.
For LZI.
Go ahead, Eddie.
I'm going to make an announcement over here about our field day over here. It'll be at the Dacresville Community Center on Highway 186 in Dacresville. For anybody, you know, that cares to come over here too, that's where it'll be. Highway 186 in Dacresville at the Dacresville Community Center. And there'll be a banner out that says Pickens County Communications Group. Back to that, KI4LZI.
Could you repeat the date and time on that one? We're going to be in Dacresville. It's the Pickens County Communications Group. But not sure I copied the date and time.
Same time when everybody else is doing field day. And that's the last weekend in June. Last weekend in June. KI4LZI, back to that.
Thanks. I didn't know if they had specific times that you guys are going to be operating, but you're going to be doing it the full range of field day. So that's fantastic. A lot of groups getting out there and doing some field day work, and it's just going to be a matter of picking which one you're going to be able to get to and how many you can get to during the weekend. Anyone else with announcements, call KQ4WHN. Okay, we're going to go ahead and begin the roll call. We always start with our pre-net check-ins, and then we move on to Echo Link stations that may be listening. So let me go ahead and get through the pre-net check-ins, make sure we don't have anybody else who's joined the list as we get started here. And here we go. We've got KC4PLT, that's John. KC4WGG, that's Patrick. NC9V, Leon. Got KE4DXJ, that's Wendy. W2AMD, that's Andrew. AA4GH, that's Gus. K4XMR, that's Mel. KG4PFI, that's Don, along with KG4QLQ, Linda. Got KO4ZEW, that's Ben. KB2BYQ, that's David. W4IOE, that's Sid and Fletcher. Got KN4RJN, that's John. And KQ4ZWS, well, that's Christine. All right. Pre-net check-ins complete. Anyone with EchoLink, coming in EchoLink. EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN or net control.
KQ4WHN, please check in. KQ4TGH. My name is Jonathan. I'm in Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
Control would like to recognize Jonathan, KQ4TGH. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jonathan. This is not the best night for radio with all the lightning crackling. At least it's what I'm hearing over my head. But and all those that did the pre-net check-in on the website. All right. Well, actually, we've got one other EchoLink station, so let's go back to EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN. Station retired, so we're going to go ahead and move on to the HF side of the house, and we're going to start talking about, well, it's Tuesday night, and Tuesday night we always start with the India through Lima group, I through L. If the first letter after the number in your call sign starts with India through Lima, call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
WHN. Just please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Bridge 2 meter net, net control like you recognize, KK4JFO, that's James, there in the mountains in North Carolina, and KO4JKV, that's Duncan there in Asheville. Thanks for joining us tonight, guys. Anybody struggling with weather up there in the North Carolina mountains, it's certainly blowing down here, but nothing knocking down trees. Absence of a weather report, let's go ahead and continue on with India through Lima. I through L, call KQ4WHN.
Q4WHN. You pulled the ticket tonight, didn't you? Yeah, I was out taking something to the trash, just as this big black cloud. I hadn't seen one darker than that. Came right toward me, and I ran into the house, but not before it drenched me. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night, and stay under some kind of shelter. 7-3.
Net control. Kilo 4 Juliet, Foxtrot, Chairman, Simpsonville. Negative and negative.
4LZI, I don't want to go against folks. I just called what we're talking about the weather, make one announcement here about it. Billy changes his repeater frequency prior to get past Sunday. So if we're turning in sky water report, you got to go 145.47, cone 6 to cone 311. He's a 145.47, digital cone 311. Ben, we're talking about weather here. I'm putting that out. Back to net control, KI4LZI.
And that's K9OH is the repeater call sign there, correct?
K9OH, right, he changed this Sunday. 145.47, cone 311. We're talking about weather. I figured I'd better get that out, too. I found out kind of late and got to change the program in my radios, but back to that.
Let's go ahead and recognize the folks that have checked in with us. Let's go ahead and call out KK4JBQ, that's Larry, along with his wife Donna, KC4MFK. And then K4JF, that's Jim there in Simpsonville. And Andy, I'm going to go ahead and mark you in here, KI4LZI. Andy's joined us a couple of times, so I'll save him from having to check in. Anybody else in the India through Lima group, I through L, call KQ4WHN or net control. That means we move on to the next group. Let's call the Mike through Papa group, M through P. Call KQ4WHN or net control.
Control. Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Ridge 2 meter net. Net control would like to recognize KK4ONO Lorena, and she brings her family along with KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, well, that's Michelle there in Ware Shoals. Thanks for bringing along the family, Lorena. Hopefully everybody's doing well and everybody's got their head down. Starting to sound like it may be winning wing down here in Greer. So maybe everybody else is having the same experience. Anyone else in the Mike Through Papa group, M through P, call KQ4WHN.
Control. Check in Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel, K9OH. Name is Billy Bravo India Lima Lima Yankee. I'm located in Anderson. And if you could also please check in my wife, Miss Nancy. And her call is Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. 73 you, sir, and
all on it. Billy, if I can get your wife's call one more time, I was busy clicking on something else.
Kilo, sir, it's Kilo November.
Sure, appreciate that. I would like to recognize Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. That's Billy. We were just talking about your repeater there for Skywarn. Anything you want to bring us up to speed on while you're here?
Well, sure. We're back on 145-470, and currently our transmit antenna is a lot lower than we're normally used to operating, so may have a little bit of difficulty on the fringes here in the machine, but it's back on 145-470, and it's using a DCS tone of 311. So feel free to use it, and hopefully we get that antenna mounted on the tower here in the next couple of weeks.
Appreciate the update. While I'm at it, I'm going to go ahead and recognize your wife. That's K94DBQ. That's Nancy. Thanks for checking in with us, Billy. I appreciate you showing up and giving us that detailed update. Anyone else in the Mike Through Papa group, M through P, call KQ4WHN. Heard there, so we're going to move on to the next alphabet group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If that first letter after the number in your call sign starts with Q through T, Quebec through Tango, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Oh, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
For W810. Mark, please check in Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-Ray, W4SBX. This is Brad in Simpsonville. And I might stick around and listen a little bit. 73s, and y'all stay safe.
This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Net control would like to recognize N0TR. Well, that's Tom. KO4QLG, that's Chris. And W4SBX, well, that's Brad. Anyone else in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, call KQ4WHN or net control. Okay, we'll go ahead and move on, and that's going to put us into the Uniform through Zulu group. U through Z, call KQ4WHN or net control.
WHN.
KF4YKX, Gary and Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
WHN. Hello to you and everyone on the net. please check in. And 4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey, Juliet, Tango, KQ4WJT. This is Seth. I'm at home in Greenville, and I'll be in and out tonight.
This is Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At control, like to recognize. KF4YKX, that's Gary. N4ZLK, that's Shane. And KQ4WJT, that's Seth. Anyone else in the Uniform Through Zulu group, through U through Z, call KQ4WHN or net control.
There, I guess we got them all. Let's move to the top of the list. That's the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. Call KQ4WHN or net control.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
WHN. Thanks for calling in. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
4WHN. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry and Moore, negative and negative. Good evening.
This is Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Net control would like to recognize W4DJW. That's Dave there in Greer. And he is also our net control coordinator. Anybody that has any desires to take this job and try it out, you can reach out to W4DJW or any one of the net controllers any night of the week. We can get you plugged in. We're starting to get more faces and more voices here, which is fun. It's good to be able to hear a variety of people taking on the burden. Not really a burden for me. I enjoy it. But if you feel like you want it, we got ways to get you in there. Also got KI4DOS. Oh, that's Gary. Along with his pretty little bride, K3JOY Joy. Welcome and thanks for checking in with us tonight, Gary. And then I've got KR4ACR. Well, that's Terry there and more. Glad to hear your voice, Terry. Glad that everyone is so regular on showing up and making this fun. That's 38 check-ins so far. Anybody else in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, call KQ4WHN or net control. Repeater down is checked in. Okay, that means we're moving on to our patient group. That is Echo through Hotel, E through H. If that first letter after the number in your call sign starts with Echo through Hotel, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Net Control. America, Japan 4, Echo November. Bobby down here in Aurora, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Gary Penrose, I have no comment, no traffic, not Mark. Thanks for calling it.
We had a double there. Penrose Station, would you give me your call sign one more time, please?
04HKX.
And didn't pick up your name there, Patrick. All right. So this is Net Control. Net Control, like to recognize AJ4EN. That's Bobby there in Gray Court. And KO4HKX. That's Patrick there in Penrose. Thank you both for checking in. I appreciate your patience while we got that. Could be through H. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, Echo, Echo. KR4, EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. And I am negative and negative. Thanks for hosting the net. And be safe, everybody.
4WHN. Appreciate you calling the net for us. Good to hear you on the net tonight for sure. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. Mark. No traffic, no comments. 7-3, to you and everyone on deck.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Net control would like to recognize KR4 Echo, Echo, Echo. That's Greg. And AK4HR. Well, that's Mike. Thank you both for checking in. And congratulations, Greg, on getting one of the more unique call signs that I've run across. That's fun. Anyone else, Echo through Hotel, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. I mean, means that the waves are now wide open for anyone anywhere, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Anyone in the sound of my voice who want to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, now is your time. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-Ray Bravo, Lloyd, Mobile, in Simpsonville.
Whiskey 2, Kilo Alpha Mike. Whiskey 2, Kilo Alpha Mike. Ken, over in Switzerland, negative and negative.
Please check in Whiskey 4, Mike, Kilo Hotel. Marshall over here near Polk County and Rutherford County line. Storming over here right now, but I got no traffic.
This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Net Control would like to recognize KO4PXB Lloyd. W2KAM, that's Ken. And W4MKH, that's Marshall, there on the Rutherford County side, Rutherford, North Carolina side of the North Carolina line. Thanks, one and all, for joining us. Calling out again, anyone anywhere wants to check in to Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, please do that now. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control. In the absence of additional check-ins, we'll go ahead and secure from the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. Anyone have any storm damage to report? I think the bulk of the storm has gone past most of us, but Larry got doused in the driveway. We had some pretty fair wind here for about 10 minutes. I'm not sure what happened to my trees. I may have to go out and pick up some limbs. But anybody anywhere got some storm stories for us tonight?
Sounds like there's no storm stories. This is KK4JBQ with a continuance.
Right, sir, let's talk.
Well, just to be correct, I was not in the driveway. I was on the back patio, and the wind you spoke of, that's what, you know, I just know this from the past, and it's a good thing for everybody to remember that however long the storm event might last, if wind is accompanying the event, everything that's not tied down out there can blow against the glass in your house on the first floor, let's say. Your back door can crash through. Believe me, I know this. Things can get violent during a storm. And so putting the umbrella, the patio umbrella down, was necessary because, of where it sheds the water. And it could be picked up and taken out into the yard someplace, hit somebody, for crying out loud. And it's just safe to anything that's not tied down in a storm, make it so, as they say. And I want to thank you again for hosting the net tonight. On stormy nights, people have a lot to do, I suppose, but I've been here every minute and enjoyed it. Thank you for being there. This is KK4JBQ.
Thank you for WHN. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the clarification. And, yeah, that's one of the things that that vexes me about some of the folks that kind of wander through life unaware that, I guess I should have rolled down that sunshade or that parasol that blocks the sun from me on my back deck or at the pool or something else. And suddenly it's, 40 feet up in my tree, or it's crashing into my neighbor's car or something along those lines. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just a curmudgeonly old man or on my way to it. But storms are interesting to me. I try and stay on top of it whenever I possibly can. And I get about 5 or 6 storm warnings from various sources so that I'm not caught unaware. I really need to plug my weather radio back in, but I get so many notifications, I don't need that howling in the house as well. Anyone else with storm stories? Any particular weather that you had or experienced here in the last half hour? Call KQ4WHN.
Well, it was
TI, you was talking about your weather radio, is that? Most all these newer receivers today, you can program it in for specific areas. Can you not just program it in for your specific area to only get the tone from that? With most of these newer ones, you can do that. TI4LZI.
Yeah, I've got one of the Midland radios I think I picked up at Lowe's Home Improvement back during hurricane season, maybe 20 years ago. And even then, it's smart enough to figure out where you are in the world. You put in a zip code, and it gives you the right weather in the right vicinity. So it's not going off unnecessarily. It's always good to know when there's weather in the area, even if it's not going to go over your head. But it's not hard to do that. And most ham radios, you can tune to the weather frequency if you know to listen. But getting that heads up ahead of time is, I guess, what I was after. And that's something that I'm guilty of turning off at some point. Came unplugged and just didn't bother to plug it back in. So that, you know, bad on me. But like I say, I get so many alerts with various other sources and code red. Through the state emergency management, I really don't miss storms when they come in, but probably need to turn the radio back on because there's always that one that comes in at 3 a.m. and I'm not paying attention to the phone.
Well, from the way I understand and some of these newer, most of my stuff ain't so down, but with these newer ones, from my understanding, you can program it in just with your county alone. You will hear the tone alert for just your county exclusively, and that would not sound considerable.
It means I probably need to update my weather radio technology because it's mine is aware of the general vicinity, so I'd get updates for the upstate, but not for North Carolina or, you know, something along those lines in that kind of radius. But if you can get it by county, I think that's as near as you need it to get, so that's pretty interesting. I guess that's my weekend project to go price one of those and see what a weather radio costs these days. Maybe I can hand one down to one of my kids.
Sounds just like that. All my gear that would receive it and tell her to go off, you get it for the whole upstate, you do. But I read on some of this newer stuff, newer receivers, you can narrow it down to your county. So if you're willing to spend a little bit more and get a more updated one, you can probably narrow it down a whole lot more.
Yes, sir, Andy. I'm gonna look into that. I don't know if anybody else is a regular blood donor to the blood connection, but I have O positive blood for whatever that's worth to anybody's knowledge. And they've been handing out gift cards like lollipops. So every chance I am eligible to give blood, they send me a text and an email, and they're begging me to come in for my not universal but near universal blood type, and they pay pretty well for it. So not that I necessarily need the money to make the family budget work, but it's kind of nice to use it for toys and leisure things. So that might be where some of my blood money goes. It's KQ4WHN. Let's go ahead and call the Blue Ridge 2-meter net and say, anybody need to check in? We've been talking for a little bit. Let's call for check-ins anywhere through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Call KQ4WHN or net control.
Check-in, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. I'll just be in and out. You guys have a great night.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net, net control would like to recognize KO4IPB, that's Paul. Paul, thanks for checking in with us and being patient while we sat there in chat. Anyone else need to check in? Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Check in. Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert, North Hill.
We'd like to recognize W4IYI. That's Robert there in Rock Hill. Thank you, sir, for joining us tonight. Anyone else? Storm stories, damage, Anybody have any issues with what just went overhead about the last 30 minutes? Love to hear what you have to report. Call KQ4WHN. Anybody got plans for field day? We got field day coming in just over a week, weekend after next. Andy was sharing some of the stuff going on there in Dacusville. I've heard the folks over at Anderson Radio Club planning their stuff. I know West Cars is planning some things. Anybody got any field day plans that they want to talk about? Call KQ4WHN.
Well, see, our group was talking about doing some, I guess they're still going to do it, 2 meter simplex work at times over here, and from where our setup's going to be to where that setup that Briar is going to do it at, the western part, with a decent antenna, maybe about 50 watts or less. Of course, you'd have to look at the topo map to verify that. There ain't no hills in between there and there. Should be able to do 2 meter simplex between the 2 points. I was just asking about just make that comment in case anybody at the western park's going to do any 2 meter simplex. Back to you, KI4LZI.
Of a mobile antenna that's going to greatly enhance my mobile rig. I've got a 12-inch Comet. It's the Bravo 10. That's all of 12 inches tall. Looks like an old sailor, bag phone antenna. Kind of very, very recessed and very modest on my little Honda. But I've got a 38-inch SSB5, I think, which is a little more ostentatious and a little more wind drag, but for like field day and for stormy times when I'm going to be able to put up with the additional length and running it into trees and getting in and out of the garage might be more problematic. I'm going to plug that one on. I've got an NMO mount so that they come off and on pretty easy. I might very well leave that antenna on for field day and just see who we can reach. I've gotten in the habit of getting on 146.52 just as I go in and about town, and I've had a number of folks that were out doing SOTA and POTA and calling CQ on various parts of the day, and you climb up the top of the hill and you start calling out on the national call frequency, and it's amazing who you can talk to. I had a guy nearly in Boone, North Carolina, having a conversation with me like he was on the other side of town. It's amazing.
Well, see, I was up at our repeater site one time, Glassy Mountain outside of Pickens, and I wasn't exactly up there just to do hold or anything like that. I was helping out up there with things that need to be done repeater, but I happened to have my mobile on one time up there, and you're right. A lot of poke. Such stuff as that. And I talked to somebody on 5-2 from up there down into George. Matter of fact, somebody that used to get on here years ago. Right now, I don't even remember his call sign. It's been so long, but he was Cody, C-O-D-Y.
Okay, what else you got? Random universal interference, or somebody else is trying to come in there? Is there another station that wants to participate there? It sounded almost like a double. I don't know if it was coming from the through the repeater, or whether it was just something local to me, or whether the stars crossed and threw some additional wave energy at my antenna, but that was kind of an interesting thing. I heard everything you said, Andy. It was just a lot of warbling and whatnot in the background. So, all right, anybody? So I guess the question Andy put out is, anybody planning to do VHF during field day? I mean, the big draw is getting out there with the long wires and infed half waves and whatnot, the big vertical mass. Anybody looking to do maybe just good old-fashioned simplex VHF? Does everyone have a game plan for where they're going to go? And are you going to be able to participate in the field day? It's, I know the first one that I went to was not intimidating, knowledgeable guy there. So you go in, somebody's just going really hard trying to get contacts and contesting and just struggle to kind of figure out where I fit into all this. So want to actually get a station set up, throw a wire in a tree, and see what I can make happen this time.
W8CN, W4SBX.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mark. I'm planning on attending. I'm thinking about bringing an HF rig up there with a LiPro battery, and I've got an NFED halfway, but for POTA and stuff, and I might need some help setting it up, but. I would like to set up something, but I'm not into the contesting, but making contacts for sure. But, yeah, I don't know. It'll be my first experiment with that, you know, with a battery-operated radio. So I'm probably going to be looking for a little help. Be nice to meet you up there. Back to you, KQ4WHF.
Maybe that's something you and I can do together. I've done the mobile rig in the driveway. I threw it up in a tree and kind of ran along the side of the house and got out as far as, I think, Minnesota and Colorado, even with two houses on either side of me, which probably wasn't the ideal setup, but I made sure that everything worked and I had all the parts that I needed. If I was to throw it in the car and take it somewhere, I knew what was going to be able to work and what I needed to make better. But if you're up for it, I'm up for the challenge. Love to get out there Saturday and play around a little bit.
I'm a new hand myself, and I'm so excited. I love doing POTA. I've never activated just hunting mostly, but this one, I've got two LiPro batteries, but one of them I've got set up, but it's a small one. And then the other one is bigger, and I just got to get the connection set up. And I think it's I can't remember what you call it, but it's like a 50 milliamps or something like that. But the lugs are different, so I got to find a way to get it connected to the radio. But I am very excited about that. I'm going to try to bring, some quick connects for that also, and anything else I can think of, but I'll return it back to you, Mark.
That's the tough stuff. I've got two battery boxes, one I built, and it looks like that, I build stuff like I cook, so, you can tell that I built it, but the other one I just bought off Amazon, and it's been great. The one that's kind of like a toolbox or a tackle box, I got a 20 amp hour battery in, and then I've got a full size, not Rubbermaid, but Rubbermaid looking, container you might throw in and just organize stuff in the garage with. And it's got lights and power gauges and all sorts of different things. It's kind of my go-to box if we lose power, which we rarely do, but I want to be ready for it either way. Wasn't sure tonight if I'd be operating on emergency power, but thankfully it went overhead and didn't bother us. But it's been a fun learning experience, and I've been going through a lot of it and making my wife's eyes roll as we go through here and say, well, you know what? I think I need a power distribution cable, power distribution port to plug into my power box. And she's like, oh, okay, well, I'm gonna go watch TV. So it's. It's good learning, it's good experimenting, and it's kind of the very nature of ham radio. Go out and play.
Roger that. I think I remember you talking about setting it up in your yard and testing it, and that's good to hear. I'm not sure about camping yet. I inquired about it. I think it's $25 a night. If I start having fun, I might just have to sleep in the car, but I don't own a tent, so, but Obviously, though, I think me and you would have fun up there. So look forward to meeting you, and I'm going to return it back to you, Mark, W4SPX.
Well, that's interesting. If anybody else wants to join us and try out some stuff, we'll have to come up with a time to be out there on Saturday. There are certain specifics, with particularly if you're contesting, about when you can set up, and obviously the club's going to give some guidance on what's permissible and when, and we'll have to follow those rules. But hey, it's fun. It's what we're here for. Anybody else want to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KQ4WHN.
W810, W4SBX with a quick comment or question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, I don't know, I've never been there, so what happens if it's like pouring down the rain? Is there a shelter where you can set a radio up, keep it dry?
I had the same thought. I was going to bring out a, one of the pop-up tents that you can basically set up and get a picnic, not a picnic table, but a folding table underneath. And but I know there are facilities there. I think it's mostly horse corrals from what I've been able to learn about it, but it might be worth a trip out there to reconnoiter maybe this weekend and see what's what, because I haven't been out there. It's new ground for me.
Mark, I might have been that place a long time ago, but I wasn't an operator then, but the name sounds familiar, but anyway, I guess play it by ear a little bit, but do all the research we can until it happens. But I'm going to turn it back to you, Mark, and I appreciate the QSO, W4SBX on the side.
X, KQ4WHN. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I got to put some stuff together and figure out what that's going to look like for me and provisions and maybe have some conversations with us and some other folks. But let's go ahead and wind this thing down. We're about 8 minutes to 10, and that's usually when people start really thinning out and getting tired of hearing my voice. I had one other pre-net check-in that kind of came in late, so I'm going to go ahead and take time to recognize Camden, KR4EES, who came in through the website at brars.cc and joined us via the pre-net check-in. He sneakily did that some point after I got started, and I just caught up to that. So anyone, anywhere, A through Z, Z through A, sound of my voice, you want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please do so now. Call KQ4WHN or net control. Any other topics, comments, announcements, anything else that anybody wants to bring up? We'll go ahead and give you your moment in the sunshine. I'm going to stop talking and give you a chance to do that right now. Go ahead and call net control.
If you would take one lead check-in, WW4JET, Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango, Matthew here, Northern Pickens County, no traffic, and great job on that, Mark.
The Blue Ridge 2-meter net, net control would like to recognize WW4JET, that's Matt. Matt, thanks for joining us. You have any really upsetting weather where you were tonight?
Running the Skywarn net on the GMRS repeater, and we didn't really solicit too many reports. There was one report from that we got from Greenville Fire with a tree down on the house over that way, but it sounded like Pickens County wasn't too bad, but there's a lot of power outages out there tonight for Blue Ridge Power. There's a stop I noticed about 50
Yeah, with all that timber out there deciding whether it wants to stay up or down, that's no fun. So we had quite a bit of wind come through here in Greer that led the storm, and I wasn't sure what I was going to have to pick up in the morning, and I still haven't gone out and take a look. But right as we started the net, the wind started howling, and the rain started falling. So I'm glad to hear it was minimal for most, but obviously, having a tree fall in your house is not a good day.
That would be horrible. That would be horrible. But, well, very good, sir. I'll let you sign. I'm gonna hit the hay myself here in a bit. But
We'll catch up with you a little bit later, and have a good night. WW4JET will be clear.
Well, let's take one opportunity, final opportunity, last call. Anyone, anywhere, want to check in to the Blue Ridge Zoom Internet, call KQ4WHN, and we'll wrap it up after that.
Net control. Control, please recognize Kilo, India, 4, Delta, Delta, Delta. That's KI4DDD on a handheld control. I'll be short time tonight, 73. My name is Alex.
You are my number 50, so congratulations on being KI4 Delta, Delta, Delta. We had KR4 Echo, Echo, Echo tonight, so that's a first for me, repeating letters. I got to ask, was that a call sign you asked for, or was that a call sign you were given?
Oh, I was licensed back, probably 23 years ago, and that just was coincidental. There were people in the class, so there was a DDD and a DDE and a DDF, I believe.
Statistically, it has to happen, but that's definitely the first time I've had that many repeating letters in one night, and, you know, hey, I've been doing this for nearly 2 months, so that's pretty cool. Well, thanks for joining us there, Alex. I appreciate you being my number 50 tonight. I always keep talking until I get close to that. Anybody else want to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net? Call KQ4WHN.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray, Jim from Dacusville.
Would like to recognize KO4RAX. That's Jim from Dacusville. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you joining us. Anybody else, anybody anywhere want to join us, please call KQ4WHN. We're going to wrap this thing up here any second now. That's it for tonight. Thanks for joining us. Let me submit my net report, and then we'll call tonight. All right, folks, Gary, KI4DOS, is going to be running the net tomorrow night. I'm sure he would appreciate you coming in to check in with him. He's also got the swap net that he does on Wednesday nights. So take some time out, spend some time with Gary, and thanks for warming up the airwaves with us tonight. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, with our thanks for those checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night, everyone.